This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch!
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clinic big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
Yoo-hoo, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now,
now that you opened up the demon in me! Shout out to John from Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio.
We're going to call him Early John.
Early John. He likes to come early, which is usually my problem.
Yeah, that's what my wife does.
Hi-yo. It's the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, boss.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Like I said, you can also hit us up right here. Facebook Live, in the Facebook Live suite, is fully operational and ready to go. We, of course, are the most interactive radio show that's out there. We will talk to you. We don't check our phone lines. No. We don't check. You want to write us something, feel free. We like to have verbal intercourse with your ear holes.
And
it's what we do.
If you want to curse us out, that's okay. Sir.
Feel free. We get it on a daily basis.
We can take it, man.
What do you think? You fucking new at it?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Jesus.
I've been cursed
better than you.
Yeah, by our parents.
That's right.
Suck a bag of dicks. Yeah.
That's great.
I'm sorry, I'm on Ambien.
I know.
My fault.
Yeah.
I took an Ambien and a fucking Viagra. I'll be up all night. No.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, is that to help you stay up? I thought it was up to make you go to sleep.
Ambien makes you go to sleep. The, yeah. the Viagra makes you. Do I have to explain the dick joke to you?
Okay.
Really? Jesus, Joe.
Oh, I know.
What are you, 70-something?
Ah, you're 74.
God damn it. I can't. I
don't worry, Joe. There'll be two bathtubs on your fucking lawn in
one day.
Okay.
There is a. Why are there? Who else is doing work on your block?
Oh,
there's a shitload of bath stuff on.
Yeah, we're having a competition
to see who can rip up their bathrooms yeah, faster.
My neighbor Dave is also redoing his bathroom.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rip up my bathroom, Dave.
We're all getting those walk-in tubs.
Yeah. John Stevens, I'm on the air with Big Ed. Yes, you are, John.
Yes,
John C., also in there. Phoenix Carnival, who, by the way, I have a ridiculous crush on, and she could kick my ass.
Is she pretty?
Oh, yeah, God. She, not only is she pretty, but she's deadly as well, Joe. She will kill you. She's a trained Muay Thai fighter and MMA commentator as well as MMA fighter. She will fuck you up.
You know what's wrong with
and
that?
And I like her.
They should fight in the nude. MMA.
Yeah, you go tell her that. No. Go tell her that they should fight in the nude.
No, the ratings would just
skyrocket. But Ronda Rousey would not only.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love to see Ronda Rousey fight naked. I think it's a great idea. The only thing is, they would probably beat the shit out of the person making the suggestion. So I suggest you go down.
It's only a suggestion.
Go down to Ronda Rousey and go say, hey, excuse me, Ms. Rousey.
Yeah.
Make sure you say Ms. Rousey. Uh-huh. I was wondering if you could fight in a nude.
Yeah.
And then when you come to the next month later from her fucking choking you out.
If you're lucky.
Well,
you know, the baddest woman on the face of the earth probably will tell you that the idea was stupid.
Everybody would hate her because I'm 74 years old and she would beat up an old
man. No, they probably would cheer you on. With all the women's rights things going on in the world, you would be a 70-something-year-old old dirty bastard, an old dirty man who told a woman to fight naked.
Well, I just want to...
Instead of making the legitimacy of their sport.
I just want to be glorifying her beauty, that's all.
Well, you can glorify her beauty all you want. The fact of the matter is, Ronda Rousey, by the way. Charles, DJ Chaz, by the way, correcting me. Rowdy Ronda Rousey would kill you.
That's Roddy Piper.
All right. Well, no, she has Piper's jacket.
Oh, she does. Okay.
She has the blessing of the Piper family.
Is he still alive?
No, Piper's dead.
Yeah, he did pass.
Piper passed away. He had cancer.
Yeah, I know.
After all the shit that he went through in his life, cancer took him out.
Yeah.
That's what's.
Hey,
the funniest thing about Piper,
the
because...
The great equalizer, you know? That nobody's immune to that kind of shit.
No. That's what they say. Cancer does not know at all.
Rich
people. You know, doesn't pick and choose. It literally just goes, here's some cancer.
I got him.
Yeah. Doesn't really care.
Well, basically, yes.
Yes. When is, by the way, Money in the Bank? Because Ronda Rousey is fighting for the WWE Women's title.
Oh, she's back again, huh?
Yeah, she's fighting. They're already giving her a title shot, which I don't think they're going to give her the title. I think they're going to do, you know, some screw job finish, but I don't think they're going to do it.
No way.
I think so.
No.
I'm thinking. By the way, Mike wants me to point out that it is Magic's birthday, the icon, Magic, friend of the show. Happy birthday, Magic.
Yes,
happy birthday
it is.
To you. I love how he goes, how about wishing? I was going to get there, Mike, but thanks for pointing it out to us. You
great.
Can, by the way, interact with us via the Facebook Live suite, just like Mike did when he tried to give me guilt about saying hi to Magic. I know it's Magic's birthday. I love that motherfucker. He looks like Mark Henry's dad.
Yes. All right. Basically, you're going to have to wait till June 17th.
June 17th.
Right. Now, Magic, the one guy in the wrestling business who, in a business where everybody's basically two-faced somehow, some way.
He only has one face.
Everybody is his friend.
Yes.
They love him. And, you know,
because he's like one of the rare non-scumbags in the business.
Ooh.
And I've seen that firsthand. I've seen him give up his own spot, money, a place to wrestle for other people. You know, I'm just saying, like, for other people because he's that generous.
Yep.
Giggles says hi, Billy.
Hi, Giggles.
You can't see. Oh, I can see part of Billy's face in the camera. Now I just noticed he's in the far right hand. No, he just leaned back. Now
he's in Danny's seat.
Now if he's in Danny's seat, you won't see shit.
I know.
Ha ha I'm hiding.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not here.
By the way, Danny not here today. He's on Ambien and could not make it into the show today.
Where is he, killing deer again?
No, supposedly he had to work. Something happened at work and he had to go to work.
Likely story.
Yeah. I believe it as well.
Hey, Marcus just joined. How you doing?
Bisexual Marcus in there. Also, Carissa in there as well. Tons of people joining the Facebook Live suite. It just keeps going. People go in, people go out. Uh-huh. It's like Joe's asshole. People go in, people go out. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm constipated.
I said people, not poop.
They don't leave.
I'm just saying. 718-577-1389. Yeah. Of course, this is the Ham Radio Show.
Is it really?
It is, Billy. It is.
No,
it'd be crazy, by the way, if we don't talk about, of course, the biggest friggin' story that's out there right now. I mean, if we don't...
The plane crash in Melville, New Jersey?
Not that story!
Actually, Long Island, but besides the point.
It's another kind of fucking plane crash.
Yeah. Hot fun times!
So hot.
Yeah, the, of course, the Roseanne Barr story, which has been taking over every single...
Unbelievable.
Anywhere you can hear or
see...
Forget
about career in the nukes.
Well, because she... If she nuked her own career, though.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately.
I'm telling you.
And on top of everything else, me and Joe were talking about this before the show. You have to have multiple conversations. There is not one blanket statement that someone could make right now. There is not. It's 9 million different conversations. Do you know that there are people out there? Just to, by the way, bring you up to speed, if you have no clue. What the fuck? Then you're Amish and you don't own a radio or a television. I don't know how the fuck you're listening
somewhere
to us now.
You're very lucky.
If you have no clue what I'm talking about, Roseanne Barr, of course, made a what many view as a racist tweet Memorial Day weekend, which then picked up pace, picked up steam, and boom, the moment it was brought in view of the ABC brass, they fired her. They shit canned her. She was about to have his whole second season of her award-winning brand new show, which was the old show, but they redid it and they circumvented it and made it all crazy. Yeah. Now, that's that aspect.
Sure.
So now you know the backstory. My whole thing is that there are actual people out there. And I don't know if Joe's going to be one of them, so I'm just let me word this the proper way. There are people out there that honestly think that the reason she lost the show was because she called someone a monkey. Not a black person, just in general, like, Billy's a monkey. If I said that, I would lose my job. That's what some people are saying.
Well, isn't that why she lost the show?
No, she lost it because she made a coalition. She made a really shitty, stupid joke that, quite frankly, wasn't even funny, but whatever. That's my taste.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And it wasn't a monkey. It was an ape.
It was an ape. Well, that's in the monkey family.
Right, but you have to be
specific. Related to the simians, is what I'm saying. They have opposable thumbs.
They live around the corner.
The fact is...
The Simpsons?
Not the simians.
Oh.
You simpleton simians. What gets you here to this point where we're at now?
Selling seashells?
By the seashore.
Exactly.
Shelly. Where we're at now is that you made a joke where she basically said that this woman who is a black woman reminded her of the woman from Planet of the Apes.
Right.
That's
but
pretty much. Was, and then, plus she added if the Muslim
course,
Brotherhood plus the chick from Planet of the Apes had a baby. Boom, bang, boom, bop. We got this chick. I don't know her name. VJ, which is...
Now,
I don't even know her name. I don't know who the fuck the woman is, quite frankly.
Right, I had no idea who the woman
is. And I'm not going to start being like, oh, I should be super political. I don't know. I know she was an Obama aide who worked hand-in-hand with Obama on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know her personally, so I'm not going to go into this whole diatribe like, she's the greatest person ever. I don't know her.
So what you're saying is she would have made the joke about, like, say, Elvis or somebody white.
If she would have said,
if she made
the joke
and
she didn't attach it to a black woman and say that that black woman reminded her of the offspring of Planet of the Apes, then she probably would have been fine.
If she didn't use the word ape,
the coalition of saying... Ape and black person. Automatically, you can't make an argument.
It's the Howard Cosell syndrome.
Yeah, Look at that monkey go.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the Jimmy the Greek thing
But I think Howard Cosell was an innocent remark.
That was a drunken slur.
That was a drunken slur. But he also supposedly called his... he called his, like, grandkids monkey. Like, a lot of people, no offense, and I'm not defending Roseanne, so don't fucking send me a letter or call me on this. By the way, 718-577-1389, if you feel like you want to argue with me. But a lot of people do call their kids monkeys.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I used to call my kid Rugrat.
To go back to Howard Cosell, that's what he did back in the day. He was referring to, like, his grandkids when he was making that drunken... He was in the commentator booth and he was drunk.
Well, it was our monk going down the sideline.
No, I'm just saying, but he was drunk. No, but he was like, look at that monkey go. But he did the whole Howard Cosell. Yeah. Look at that monkey go.
Yeah.
I'm not defending Howard Cosell. I'm just making a point that's where it came from.
But you think if he would have said that about, say, Joe Namath, it wouldn't have mattered?
It wouldn't have mattered.
Joe Namath couldn't run like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless he's wearing pantyhose.
Couldn't run with those either. He had no knees.
But... The point is, it became automatically racism. Yeah. Now, yet again, I'm not defending Roseanne. I'm just making the point. I don't think that she made the valid leap. I think that she was just attacking the woman's looks.
Yeah.
That's my personal belief, but I could be wrong. She could be a fucking closeted racist. She could be burning crosses in her backyard. I don't know.
So what you're saying is we're super sensitive now.
Right? Well, that's a given. The world is super sensitive.
And apparently ABC is the morality police.
Yeah, I guess.
But wait a minute. You can't tell me you're doing it to a company. Hold on for one second. Because this argument has also been made, and yet again, like I said, there's multiple arguments that need to be taken down here.
Probably.
If you are, without question, Disney, because that's what ABC is.
Right.
ABC is a small tentacle on the octopus that is ABC and everything else.
I think Walter's still alive.
And Disney and everything else.
Yeah.
All right, so now, that is a major company.
Pretty much.
They're not going to just stick by what has been touted as a racist thing.
Right.
You're dealing with a Fortune 500 company.
Yes, sir.
That is not going to, who has stockholders they have to fucking talk about. They have shareholders, board members, Skippy who mops up at Disneyland. Everybody's got to be taken into consideration.
Mickey
himself, who is black.
That's right.
Billy, you're not thinking. Mickey is a black man.
That's right, yeah.
Who happens to have a deformity and looks like a mouse.
That's right.
However...
Donald wears no pants.
He wears no pants. Either there's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
You draw your own conclusion.
I don't want to say nothing.
My point is, you have to look at it from the perspective that automatically, what did you think was, not you, but what did you think was going to happen? I understand that Billy's like, I get it. I know what you're getting at. But there's some jackoff who's like, you know, they just fired her because they don't like her.
But there was so
they don't
much
like
more.
Roseanne telling the truth, man.
But the thing is, she was making him a ton of money.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's other things that were going on with that show.
Dude, her money wasn't a drop in the bucket of Avengers, which is under the same umbrella.
But as long as you can bring in ratings on a network,
you can
charge a lot more for advertising.
Absolutely. And they just did the upfronts, in which she was a keynote speaker at the upfronts. And for people that don't know what the upfronts are,
the upfronts are
when the television stations go out there and whore out their shows for the full lineup and beg and plead for advertisers to advertise on their network.
Mm-hmm.
They legitimately whored out Roseanne. She comes out on stage, does her deal. People were set up for season two of the hottest reboot that was out there, the Roseanne show. And now that is gone. Advertisers are already bought the spots. You have a giant time slot you got to fill. I'm not saying this was a... I think it was a knee-jerk reaction. I'm not going to say it wasn't, but the fact is, what did you think was going to happen,
you know,
folks? What did you think, though?
Do you think if she would have made that joke on the show itself, on the air, that she would have got this kind of reaction?
They just did an episode. But they just did an episode in which the last episode of the show.
Yeah.
But I saw parts of it. I didn't get to see the whole episode.
I see commercials for it.
Were that there were Muslim neighbors moved in next door.
Right.
Jackie, the sister, Lori Metcalf, and Roseanne were under the impression that these guys, they have to be fucking terrorists.
Right.
Because there's, first off, there's not a lot of Muslims that live in this neighborhood. There was fertilizer, and which is not the fertilizer you need to make bombs, but neither here nor there. Right. They're automatically jumping ahead, and now they're just terrorists, and they're going to blow up fucking Lamford, and it's a whatever. So they make the whole point, and it was a pretty much at the end of the episode became a, we're more afraid of you, white trash motherfuckers, than you should be of us.
Yeah.
And this is all they could afford to live at. And there was a life lesson to be learned, which is fine.
Well, I thought
you're summing it up in the 22 minutes plus commercials. I get it.
Yeah. I thought the last one was her drug abuse or something.
I don't know if that one even aired. Did that air? Because when did this happen? I don't know what the correlation between when the show aired. I have not seen. I saw. No, excuse me. I lie. I am lying right now. I saw one episode fully, and it was the episode where the trans kid, because of course they had to have a trans kid.
Right.
And that's the other part. Can we, let me just rewind for a second. They meticulously went over this show and was like, we got to have a trans kid, make sure that one of the kids is black now.
Right.
Make sure that we're talking about surrogacy with fucking babies being born.
Don't forget the lesbians.
Have some lesbians thrown back in there. Make sure that every little racial, social, and political overtone is touched. And make sure that we touch everybody's hearts and pull at every little thing. And one shitty tweet does the whole fucking thing in.
Now,
that's a man. And you know that they got to be pissed at people that haven't been working for how long that show's been over there.
Right.
They got to be livid.
What did you do?
I know that one of them spoke out, Michael Fishman, who played DJ on the show. He was on the show in the reboot. He tweeted that he was, quote, devastated by the cancellation.
Sure.
And said, quote, I condemn these statements vehemently, and they are reprehensible, intolerable, and contradicting to my beliefs and outlook on life and society. Our cast, crew, and writers and production staff strived for inclusiveness. That's my point. Right. They tried to make sure everybody was in, which is fine. I got no problem with it. I'm just pointing out, literally, look at what they did to the show, and they put every little facet in. Inclusiveness, with numerous storylines designed to reflect inclusiveness, the words of one person do not exemplify the thinking of all involved, end quote. Barr, by the way, responded to that writing, saying, quote, I created the platform for that inclusivity, and you know it. You throw me under the bus? Nice. She's now infighting between the staff now.
Does she own the show, by the way?
I do not know if she owns.
Because they could just take her off the show and have the show run. She's in the hospital with a heart attack, you know?
Do I have to bring up the Sandy Duncan debacle?
Right, they've done
of the Hogan family, and they went from the
Valerie Harper.
Yeah, she left the show. They killed her
off in a fire. By the way, she's still alive.
No, wait, did they get it? They killed her off in a fire.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. Because I remember Jason Bateman running down the street when the house is on fire. And I'm like, no! And then Sandy One-Eyed Duncan comes in, and she started singing Peter Pan songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, this'll work. It was horrible.
She thought she was Richard Pryor.
Yeah. But either way, it was on.
Yeah.
So now, how does, when Twitter works, when she wrote this
You're going to say how Twitter works?
Right.
Well, but when she they give you a bunch of letters, and you write.
I get that. But when she put in the person's name, whatever, VJ.
She put VJ.
Now, did you.
But were everyone seemed to have known what she was talking about.
Were you able to click on that and like
no, there was not. As far as I know, there wasn't a link.
So like, it could have been like anybody. I actually know somebody named VJ.
Yeah,
and they're like,
well, I think that everyone. Know. I think that everyone made the leap and figured out who she was talking about.
Right.
I would have just said I was talking about Vagina Jam, and I would have made up anything at that point to save my ass.
She's tripping on Ambien, apparently.
Well, I'm on Ambien.
So why not?
She blamed, by the way, Ambien, and did say that she was, like, when she's on Ambien, she, like, smashes eggs into the wall.
Right.
Like, she's trying to just find something.
Yeah. Say,
some kind of rope, and not to hang herself,
my right
but
mind.
To pull herself out of this. And, I mean, you got to ask a lot of questions. That's what I mean. But at the end of the day, this also then brings up racism in America again, which I hate to point out to everyone. Yet again, sad but true, you're not going to get rid of racism. Sorry. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get rid of it, because if you can figure out how to get rid of stupidity first, then we'll talk about racism. Because they kind of go hand in hand.
Right.
And that's the thing. You're never going to get rid of it. So stop acting as if you can wave some kind of magic wand. Because that was the thing. I'm listening to all this stuff that everyone's putting out on Twitter. And look, I agree. What she wrote was stupid. I don't think she deserved to lose the show, but that's me. I don't think... I don't want to see anybody get fired, but I'm not... I'm not Robin Iger. I don't run ABC.
It's also not the first time she's ever done something stupid. Yeah. Or, like, that nobody appreciated. Remember the National Anthem debacle?
And you knew that when you hired her. That's right. The other point.
I wonder if she's got a stupid clause in her contract.
Apparently not.
Well, you know...
this is the stupid clause?
Yeah, well, you know, there is probably a stupid clause because, like, you know, she could sue. She's got a contract.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't think... My point is, I don't think that people... There's 9 bazillion different conversations happening now.
Right.
Because of this. It's not... Because now if you're white, you're a giant... if you're white and you agree with... not agree with Roseanne, but disagree with how it was handled...
Oh, sure.
You're a racist.
Did you see
if
all...
If you're at one aspect over here, you're a pussy. And you can't even make the comment.
Right.
It's just crazy talk. What, Joe?
Did you see all the Facebook comparisons to what Bill Maher says, what they say on The View?
But that's the stupidity angle.
You know what?
Dude.
They've been comparing a million...
Wait a minute. Let me make my... The only one that is a valid point from The View that they keep throwing out is Joy Behar going after Catholics and Christians and people that talk to God.
Absolutely.
I'm agnostic, and I wouldn't fucking say that you're a fucking Looney Tune on the... You don't say it on the air. You're making fun of people with mental illness at that point,
too. And she went on the air and said someone should assassinate the President of the United States. I mean, they put people in jail for that.
That's a whole different discussion. I'm not saying she's right, Joe.
I understand what
you're saying. That's yet again. There's 9 million different discussions.
And the thing on Facebook where Bill Maher compares President Trump next to a picture of an ape.
And Trump sued him and lost the lawsuit, Joe, because last time I looked, orange is not a race.
He looks like an ape.
He does. No, the joke was, I'm going to defend Bill Maher here. Okay. And not that I'm a Bill Maher fucking fan.
Make it quick.
But I'm going to defend Bill Maher. The joke was that Bill Maher's parents... he said that Donald Trump's parents were obviously orangutans.
Yeah.
And that's what, and then of course,
that's okay.
Trump sued. That's fine. Because that's not, Joe, it's not the same. If Donald Trump was black and you said, by the way, he looks like a monkey, it would be really bad.
There you go.
It'd be really fucking bad.
You don't think that's a double standard?
No, because orange is not a race.
Okay.
Orange is not a race. Okay. Orange is the new black, but at this point, it's not that black. Do you understand?
There's got to be a Navajo Indian somewhere who's offended.
They're red, not orange. Jesus.
It's close.
Get your racial shit together. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. It's a full load of hot-button topics for you today. I want to hear from you. Call us up. Hit us up on the Facebook Live Suite. We want to know what to talk about.
Well, you want us to keep nothing else to do in Starbucks.
We got nothing to do. You're not buying your mocha frappe lattes today.
Yeah, why didn't they give Roseanne some sensitivity training? I mean, she would have been okay.
Because she doesn't work for Starbucks. She works for ABC.
You know, close the show for an hour.
Well, look, I'm trying to close the show right now because I got to go to break, Joe.
Okay,
so how about shutting up?
I can't.
How about you sit back and relax and we go to break? How about you do that? Right after these... What?
We interrupt this program to cut to a very important news conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, people of Earth, I'm Uncle Eddie, host of Ham Radio. It's me to point out some of the language you will hear on my show. Fuck. Shit. Cock-juggling thunder cunt. Prolapsed anus. Pink sock. Blumpkin. Ooh, cocky. Fumunda cheese. Fuminya cheese. All kinds of cheese. Butt trumpet. Rusty trombone. Gerbils. Up your ass. Bukkake alarm clock. Bukkake mouthwash. Throbbing cunt. Motherfucker. Cocksucker. Big Down syndrome forehead. The Abe Lincoln. More on that later.
Okay. He's gonna be here for a while. So, hear for yourself what everybody's worried about.
Tune in to the Ham Radio Show every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Unfiltered Radio Network. UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com.
This is HamRadioShow.com.
Okay, I don't understand why nothing is playing, so I'm going to talk right now. Okay. Hi, everybody. Nothing's playing on the air, Billy. I don't know. We told him. Wait, hold on, Joe. We missed Danny?
We certainly do miss Danny. Nothing's working.
And I don't even know where the dead air started because literally know. Joe goes, we got dead air, and I'm like, what? Because wow. I'm not listening. Why would I listen to the program?
No, we don't care about this.
Well, guess what? I guess we're not on break. I guess we're going right through the break.
I guess so.
Well, what's the technical glitch that's going on, Billy? What does it say? Hold on, we'll put Billy on the air. Billy, what does it say on the thing? Don't you? What does it say on your monitor?
Apparently, that was only a minute and 1 second long.
So it obviously was not a. It was just
that
a.
Was no spot block.
It wasn't
right.
A spot block.
Apparently, he.
Well, there was a spot that aired though.
Right.
Is there apparently what? That was what it. But what is it listed at? On as from Danny
Ham Spot 2017,
but that's not no because wouldn't it be
that's
spot?
All, that's
no, but
wouldn't spot it be 10 years ago?
Wouldn't it be like spot one, spot two?
Right, that's not how it was listed.
So what's next? So I know what we're doing next.
Spot two.
Oh, see that's the thing. Right. So Ham, is there a Ham one somewhere?
No, there wasn't.
All right,
not that I found
it. Well, fuck it.
Box.
Let's not go to break. I feel like talking more.
What the
that
fuck?
Was
what
the
fuck?
Break.
That was the whole break.
Yeah,
that was literally me doing a commercial. For this show,
right.
One commercial aired, and then boom, we're back.
Yes, apparently so.
Nothing like being professional, folks.
I want some dick.
I
know.
Sponsors left. I don't know.
No, all our sponsors did not leave. We love our sponsors. By the way, what I could do is also promote the fact that before John from Ohio called us,
yes.
He's a foul, which is a fan of the Morning Men, this Saturday.
Oh, how cool is that?
This Saturday, June 2nd, live from Rock and Riley's in New York City, we will be doing Falcon 2018. The Morning Men graciously have invited me. I'm going to be a part of the... I'll be doing security slash on-air stuff.
Are you
going
to get ridden again?
I probably will be ridden again by Michael Babchek, the co-host of the Morning Men.
That was
so
funny.
I heard they're going to rent a horse to ride you.
They might rent a... No, I literally am the horse.
That's right.
So I don't know... Well, I don't get to ride the horse, Billy. I am the horse. Do you understand that?
It's a good thing you're big and strong.
Oh, dude, I could lift Babchek like nothing. He doesn't weigh anything. So join Evan Cohen, Michael Babchek, and Goldberg live.
Goldberg.
From, as well as all of Foundation.
He's been around a lot lately.
Not that Goldberg.
Oh, no.
Goldberg from the show. The guy that runs the show. Goldberg.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the wrestler.
No. There's a little bit smaller. Same ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a Jew, but he's a lot smaller, and this one has curly hair and is not bald.
Okay.
So join Evan Cohen, Michael Babchek, and Goldberg, including myself and all of Foundation, live from Rock and Riley's this Saturday, June 2nd. And also on Sirius XM, Channel 82, Mad Dog Sports, where you can hear Falcon 2018 live on the air on Sirius XM.
Well, that's so cute.
Yes.
Wasn't Sirius free up until
the other day, the 29th? Yesterday, I believe.
I believe that was... Yeah, never mind then. Skip it. You can't go and listen
free
and get the information.
But get the app anyway. Get the app because the app is freaking awesome. Get the app. By the way, and look, I don't want... I had this discussion actually today with somebody.
It fits on your phone.
No, but not even just... If you think that... It's not that I'm just a company guy and I'm going to promote Sirius right now.
Okay.
If you don't think that Sirius is worth the money, you're insane.
Because quite frankly, if you're out there and you're doing something, if you're in a car ride, you can have Sirius on the whole way there. Mm. And listen, if you're on a 4-hour trip, you can listen to a Howard Stern show the whole way there. Or you can listen to friggin' Morning Men.
That's driving through crosstown traffic in Manhattan, a 4-hour trip.
Whatever. Either way. You're trying to get down a block. You're trying to get down the West Side Highway. Yeah. You can listen to...
But if you're going to drive like 6 hours west, say...
Either way.
Pittsburgh, somewhere in Ohio, perhaps.
Fuck that. You feel...
You won't lose your station.
If you're
going
to be stupid over the summer and put your kids in a car and drive all the way down to Florida...
You
want to have the best... You know, trip ever, and you can want to like have this kids' music, there's rock music. There's my favorite station, Turbo on Sirius XM. Billy's favorite station is Ozzy's Boneyard or Hair Nation or what else do you listen to? You have tons of them. You have tons of them.
No, I don't listen to anything but Shady 45.
No, you don't listen to Shady 45. But if you did listen to Shady 45, you can listen to my guy, the morning show, Sway, Sway's Universe, in the morning on Shade 45, Sway, Heather B., Stephanie, everybody in the crew, who, by the way, I just saw in the movie Death Wish.
Yes.
And let me tell you, that fucking thing, that show and Man Cow got so much more viewing time than Bruce Willis.
Really?
Bruce Willis is in that movie. Not as much as Sway and his show and Man Cow. They are in that movie. That's all I want. I want to be in a movie where it's like us sitting around talking about like a superhero or something. Or somebody's doing a terrorist attack, whatever. Yeah. We're having a conversation in a radio station. How fucking awesome is that gig?
Yeah.
Where you sit around and a film crew comes to you. Yeah. First off, you don't have to come to it. They do your makeup or whatever. They're filming in your studio.
That's great.
It's fucking great.
Well, wasn't we supposed to do something like that with Dave Lerman or something for Netflix?
No, we won't. No, that was supposed to be an actual show.
Oh, right. Okay.
That was supposed to be a show, which never fucking happened.
Well, you know. What can I say?
Words.
With, like, Joey Fatone.
Stardom awaits.
Joey Fatone was supposed to be in it.
Yeah, that's right. Joey
and Fatone. It was supposed to be his whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But this September, I'm doing a real TV show, so let's just...
A real one?
We can plug
and
that.
That's going to be when? Where?
That will be September 1st and September 2nd in New York City. Come one, come all, if you see us. We're not going to tell you where we are until we're going around doing stuff.
Right. You get a free lunch if you go.
No, you don't. Don't tell people to get free lunch.
No?
Fuck yeah. Joe's going to buy you a hot dog. That's what's happening.
No.
He'll buy you a hot dog, maybe with onions. He doesn't know if he wants to be a big tipper.
I don't think so.
But we're going to be in New York City shooting. I have invited Billy, Danny, Joe. You can be on it. Whatever. We're going to. It's called NYC Ham. We're going to be doing it for ASY TV, ASY TV. Go to ASYTV.com, ASYTV.com.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing just kind of like a... kind of like a tour of New York City, but our way. Yeah. Showing you some of the seedier stuff, some of the cool stuff that you can do while in New York City. And
come right here.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. we're going to show you the show. They're going to come here and they're going
to
film.
We'll take you to the Lower East Side and show you where Joe used to score all the good drugs.
There you go. This is the corner where Joe got his coke.
I still know
right
the good
here. This is the corner.
Joe, they're all gone now.
I know.
It's been modernized.
I know.
The best would be if we had Joe come out and he's taking us on the tour. Then he walks off screen and comes back with fucking a white nose. Just going, come on, guys, let's go. We got shit to do and people to see. Let's go. Come on. I want to go play music. Let's go play bumper cars. I don't give a shit. Let's go to trapeze.
Anybody get any chips?
Yeah, come on, I'm hungry. He starts grinding his fucking teeth. I got shit.
Then an hour later, just standing up.
Oh, God.
Anybody
more.
Else got dry mouth? I got a drink, so don't mind me.
Don't remind me of the good old days.
Why don't you? What made you stop doing blow? Your wife?
My money. I had to get serious. I had kids. I started getting kids.
You go. Got serious? Go to SiriusXM.com.
There you go.
Look at that segue. Stop doing coke. And get serious.
Oh, Jesus.
There you go, Joe. You can do a commercial for them.
I could do a quiz.
Totally can. 718-577-1389.
I think someday it will be legal, in a sense. I mean,
I don't think Coke will ever be legal.
No, I think it will in a sense. Not legal in the sense where you're going to be stored up there. They'll have like a cocaine type pill, you know, a little bit of Coca-Roca.
Wait a minute, they have shit out there that's like cocaine now.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Dude, I drank a Monster energy drink today. My heart almost jumped out of my chest.
Well, there you go.
I couldn't get it lucky.
I think Coke is
made
safer.
It through, Bill. I'm sorry.
Darn.
Through.
Well, there you go, you know. I just think these white pills, I didn't know what they were, but they were really like...
I just think these white pills.
Yeah.
How fucking vague is that fucking sentence?
Well, yeah, somebody gave them to me.
I took these white pills. Yeah. I didn't know what they were, but you know what? Everything got awesome after.
They honestly, I loved everybody. I'm telling you, if everybody took these white pills, they should give these white pills to Trump.
They should give these white pills to Roseanne so she stops being on Ambien and she takes this shit.
If Trump takes these pills to Korea and gives them to, like, King Mahmoud, And the other guy.
That's not the guy's name. His name is not Mahmoud.
Well, these pills make you
That's
love
That's the other
everybody.
Guy, Mahmoud Hamadidjian.
You just stand there and go, wow, man,
Joe,
you're so great.
The 714 on it didn't give it away, did it?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't know what that means. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this on the phones?
Hey, guys, it's everybody's favorite epileptic.
Hey!
What's shaking?
What's shaking, Bacon?
Are you still married?
Am I still what?
Are you still married, Trish?
Oh, I'm engaged to Steve, yeah, but we didn't set a date yet. Oh,
hi, Steve! Boy.
That's a pretty long engagement, isn't it?
It was just his birthday yesterday.
Oh, so
what'd you give him?
An icing blowjob.
Well, besides that, I made him a cake, and then I got him an Old Spice gift set.
Oh, that's nice.
And we went bowling.
Hey, big spender!
He went bowling with your colon?
Love Old Spice. That's my
favorite. Yeah, wait. Can I ask a real question? Because Billy just brought up a very good question.
Sure.
He kind of glossed over it, but he brought up a very good question. Mm-hmm. Because it was Steve's birthday, Trish.
Yeah.
Did you open up the back door and give him birthday anal?
No.
All right. Just because we would think on someone's birthday, special things have to be done.
No, well,
that's why they went bowling.
Trish said that before. She has a very small butt. She doesn't allow that.
She does have a very small butt, but that's why I thought maybe birthday sex.
Yeah.
You know, how old is Steve now?
He's 39.
And how old are you now?
12.
32.
I'm 32.
You don't ask a woman her age.
I'm asking. Fuck it. That's not a woman. It's Trish.
Okay.
Wow.
Trish, have you had any more fucking shakes lately?
I did have another seizure at work. His dad had to come and get me.
Oh. There it is. That's why he loves you.
So what are they giving you for that, Trish? I'm worried about you. What's up?
Yeah, what are they going to do? They're going to bat you fucking cut your head open? What are they going to do?
No, they put me on anti-seizure medicine, and then there's they got it from the MRI that there's this piece of empty bone pushing into my brain.
Oh, wow.
What is pushing into your brain?
Like a hollow bone is pushing into my brain.
Oh, wow.
You have an extra bone?
Can they remove it? Yeah. Can they remove it?
How did that happen?
No, they can't remove it.
Wow.
Did you fall down, go boom, and then a chunk of your skull is floating around your brain? Or what is it?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was from when I fell at Mom's house and something or what, but they found it.
Is there anybody you can sue?
No, unfortunately.
Go into like a Starbucks or something like that and like hit your head on a table.
No, I can't do that to Starbucks. I love them.
Oh, okay. Well, then go to McDonald's or something. Same thing. They got a lot of
I love
no,
them, too.
I love them, too.
Oh, Jesus.
What
fell off the Grimace ride.
Wait. She looks like Grimace. What is your what's the weight up to now, Trish?
I am down to 190.
Well, there you go. That's pretty good.
So you're down to 190. You're looking all sexy. You still don't give it up the butt, which is good.
That's Eddie's birth weight.
Yeah, I was actually fat sperm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a medical condition.
Yeah.
Fat sperm. When my dad shot in my mom, his pee hole was gigantic.
I can imagine.
I just shot out. I went right in there. I just smashed the egg, and that's what happened.
Ka-plunk.
And I still don't have a piece of bone floating around my skull. All right, how about that?
Like athlete foot. After a while, very irritating.
Very irritating.
So now we have Epileptic Trish.
We have Epileptic Bob, Epileptic Trish, Bisexual Marcus. We're building our own whack pack.
I'm telling you.
We're building it. We also have
Brain Tumor Monica.
We have on loan from the Howard Stern Show. Remember, we have Wendy the Retard.
Wendy the Retard.
So she flows around, too. So we do have her. We have Carla Force, who's definitely mentally unstable. So, I mean,
Brain Damage Monica.
We have a Massive Head Wound Monica.
Massive Head Wound Monica.
Yeah. So we're all in very good company.
What a crew.
And by the way, for the people that don't know, Trish is a noted member of the NRA. Remember
that?
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
All the recoil.
Someone took a shot.
All the recoil and stuff. One, you know, when you early on.
She's got bone spurs in her brain?
Right. Early on in her shooting career, she probably recoiled and it hit off the side of her head.
Were you ever hit in the head by an AR-30?
Butt of a gun?
Not that I remember.
Well, of course not. You wouldn't remember.
You know what, really, though? With the way this country is going, vote Republican and register nothing.
Yeah! Why?
I shouldn't register my car?
Let's discuss, because you are the gun-toting member of the NRA.
That's right,
man. And a proud Trump supporter.
And a proud...
I'm saying, I don't care.
That's yeah, you tell them.
Really, with the way the leftist movement has the country going, we're all going to be unarmed, speaking Spanish or wearing burkas, and I'm not standing for it.
She ain't standing for. Well, she has fucking, you know.
Get
she gets motion sickness.
Get up in that towel, kid. Pick him off.
She can't stand for
don't
it.
Don't give
her any ideas.
No, Jesus Christ! I'm only kidding.
Joe.
Hey, excuse me, Joe Roseanne Barr. Be quiet.
Stop picking on Joe. Yeah. He's my only lifeline there.
Absolutely, yeah, but buddy. The fact of the matter, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from the right wing. Burping right wing nut job that stands before me. I want to hear from you. So, what do you think that Trump should do to clean up America? Let's hear from Trish.
Get all these friggin' government program suckers who don't need to be on it off of it. If you can't legitimately work,
what was that word?
Fine. Legitimately?
Yes, you are correct. No, you're right. I just want to make sure because it broke up. I wanted to make sure it was right.
Oh.
All right, go ahead. Yes.
Really, if you don't need to be on Section 8 and have Obama phone and everything else, get off the program and off my tax dollars.
Yeah.
Build the wall, close the borders, take America back.
Yeah. Where's America been? Why are we taking it back?
We're doing it, baby. We're doing it.
Would it take what it back you, to what?
What? Yeah,
1600 perhaps.
What do you think? But what do you think has to be done right now? If you were working with President Trump, and President Trump said, "Trish,
build the wall, overhaul all these government assistant programs, see who's on it that really needs to be on it, and who shouldn't be on it."
You mean take away Joe's Social Security that he worked all?
No,
his life
not
for?
People like Joe, but I mean like you know.
You mean white people?
I worked. For
Is that what you mean?
No. No.
Why
I mean,
did
really,
she laugh?
Though, if you got like seven kids and all different baby daddies driving a Mercedes Benz and a Michael Kors bag, you don't need to be on the WIC and everything. Get off my tax dollars.
Yeah, but how am I going to get my food?
Go get a job like everybody else.
I can't do that. I got a piece of skull floating around in my brain.
Well, so do I, and I'm working.
Where are you working now?
I'm working at a gas station.
Well, they see?
The fumes must be great, huh?
You want all these people to work at the gas station with you?
I have gas.
Yeah, why not? It'll be more funner.
More funner, absolutely.
Yeah.
You are correct.
So what would you do with the education?
Yeah.
Educational system.
Yes, if you—that's a good question. I like that.
Education
in the education system out there. What would you do if you—if Trump made you the education secretary, Secretary of Education? What would you do? How would you make the world smarter?
I'd arm all the teachers.
Yeah. Would you arm? That's a very good question, Joe. You know what, Joe? This press conference is being held well. Joe said you should arm the teachers. Do you agree with arming the teachers?
Absolutely.
So every teacher should have a firearm.
Every teacher should be an armed nun. Bring back the uniforms, bring back the nuns, bring back the rulers.
Yeah. So you're saying that only Christianity... Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm asking a question. Can you not interrupt, Joe?
That's important.
Give me one second. You're saying... Because I want to get... Trish is smarter than you, Joe.
As smart as
Trish. All right? You're not as smarter as Trish.
I got an education.
No, you don't have an education. Trish has an education. Okay. You're not as... You're dumber than Trish. Okay. Trish is very smart.
She's going to learn us, Joe.
Yeah, she's going to learn us well. And you're going to interrupt, and I'm going to miss out on her knowledgeable. Okay?
They're picking on me, Trish.
Are you saying that there should be only one religion in the world? Because you're saying bring back the nuns.
No, so, you want to worship. You want to worship Pokemon and whatever else. Fine. Don't shut your religion down my throat. I'm saying nuns is like a loose term, though. Bring back teachers who aren't afraid to punish these damn kids.
So you want corporal punishment?
Yes.
So you want
no respect these days in these kids?
No, they got no respect. They don't. They legitimately not have no respect.
Right.
You're right. Joe, now you can make your point, Joe. What was your point?
I'm too stupid to remember.
I to see? No. Do you see how you forgot?
I left it under my head.
I gave you an opening, and you just closed the door. Go ahead.
What I was going to say was Trish,
we're getting the right-wing fucking words here, Joe.
I do understand what the point Trish is trying to make. We should have some sort of authoritarian.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's like having two of them.
I know. Like, I went to a Catholic school.
And it shows.
And nuns were, you didn't fuck around. Because they had my sister, Mary.
Mary Elephant?
Yeah, something like that from The Immaculate Killer.
Right.
Immaculate Killer.
She had a pointer that she could flick and cut your ear off from any point in the room. You know, she's like, whack, like a whip. And really, you know, nobody screwed around. And
right.
We did wear uniforms. I had a red tie.
So, wait, you're saying we're going to go from teachers fucking students to teachers fucking up students?
Well, yeah. That was kind of the extreme because they were pretty mean, these duns.
All right, but
pretty mean sisters. They
didn't get laid. So, you know, when you don't get laid, you're mad. You know?
Tell me about it.
Marcus. Now, at one point, back then when that stuff was going on, A, you got the nuns went at you, and then when you got home, because there was a letter that you had to bring home,
yeah,
you got it at home, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Whereas now, if, say, like a teacher does discipline a child, the kid goes home, complains, and then now the whole school board gets sued.
You know how many times that I went home and said, this teacher doesn't like me, and my mother was like, what the fuck did you do?
Exactly.
That's what it used
That's
to be.
That's the difference.
But there has to be a fucking medium, a happy medium in between.
Because there's
going to be one of those days where you get a teacher say, touching your kid, and then you're going to have, but he touched me. What did you do? Did you dress sexy in class? No, Ma, I was just wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Did you show fun?
Yeah.
That's your fault. Well, that's your fault. What are you doing?
That's the extreme. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to find that happy medium. Yeah. You can't have. First of all, these parents aren't fucking parenting anymore. There's no parenting anymore. Yeah. It's always someone else's.
It's someone else's
fucking problem. Well, John from Ohio was washing his kid and listening.
Right, but he had
the bathtub.
He had the headphones on, so the child.
I'm sure
not
that
hear.
Kid was learning.
Yeah,
Trish.
Please, they listen to worse stuff at school. Look at the way I grew up. I turned out fine. Let the kid listen to the show.
Well, that's the
you turned out totally fine, Trish. Trish, have you made that trip to Pearl Harbor in Fort Lauderdale yet? Have you trekked down there?
No, but we're actually trying to do the honeymoon for Orlando so I can use Mom's timeshare.
All right, so while you're in Orlando, go to Pearl Harbor.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. You get the scenic route.
Absolutely.
That would be
nice. You know, historical vacation, honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So while you're on your vacation, you finally get to see Pearl Harbor in, where was it, Tallahassee?
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale.
I stand corrected. Billy's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You go down, you get on the highway. It's a couple of hours, but, you know, you get to see all of Florida. Yeah. And then you see a big sign now entering Pearl Harbor, and you see the sign. So you're fine.
Well, you know Pearl Harbor by the mount. Mount Rushmore's right there.
They used to call it Mount Rushmore, but now they don't call it. Now it's Mount St. Helen, I believe it's called now. Because they changed it because it had to be named after a woman.
Yeah.
Trish, you know what I'm talking about.
I thought that was the volcano in Hawaii.
No. They changed.
That would kill you.
You don't want to go there.
Yokohama.
They changed it to Mount St. Helen because it had to be named after a woman after the hashtag MeToo movement.
That makes sense.
You guys aren't
now.
Understanding.
I understand.
You guys are just like all over the fucking place and not understanding.
Of course.
Trish, when you go to Florida, Can you? Have
we're
you
gonna go to Gatorland too.
Go to Gatorland and then Pearl Harbor. That's what I think. That's a day. I think that's a whole day right there.
Are you gonna bring back handbags?
Yeah.
Ooh, can you bring us back like maybe even an alligator paw?
Yeah.
Just a claw. That'd be cool.
That's where they film Swamp People.
All right, write it down. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I got to go, okay? Oh, that was a good one.
Okay.
You're a good one.
Okay.
When you work at the gas station, do you do just gas or do you clean windows?
They don't do that.
They have us do everything, but I'm usually just running the register.
Oh, so you sit behind the register?
Yeah.
And then somebody calls in and says, like, I need 20 on a pump two?
Yeah.
Is that your job?
No, they come in and pay.
Oh, they come in and pay.
That's nice.
Well, at least they're not lazy.
Yeah.
You get a lot of Mexicans in there? I know you don't like the Mexicans.
No, I don't mind them. It's just, like I said, stop abusing the government systems.
Yeah.
Who do you think?
Everybody.
Who do you think abuses? What race do you think abuses the government system more, Trish?
Everybody does.
Out of all the races, we know it's not the whites. Come on, Trish. Work with us. Who do you think abuses the free crap more? What minority does that? Who do you think? I want to hear from you. You're very smart in this.
I've seen everybody.
But yeah,
I mean, because don't forget, we shop at Walmart, so yeah, I see it all.
Yeah, but who? But what, is it the blacks? You be honest. Is it the blacks?
It's everybody, even actually.
Is it the is it the Spanish? Is that what it is?
Shop at Walmart.
She shops at Walmart. She sees everything. It's like a rainbow.
It's the Canadians.
Yeah,
it is.
In. The Canadians. Do you see the Canadians?
I haven't seen a Canadian in a while.
No, come
unless
on.
Unless you count the geese.
Mo, what about? Have
you shot any of them?
By the way, in your area, where are you living again?
I'm in Naugatuck.
Yeah, Naugatuck. A lot of fucking Eskimos out there now. Did you read that in the paper the other day?
They're very cold, too.
Did you read that in the paper? A lot of Eskimos moving into the... No, but they don't wear the hoods anymore because they're in the warmer climate.
The hoodies.
They're trying to get away from Sarah Palin.
Exactly. Man. They're trying to get from Sarah Palin, and they're trying to get away. So, I mean, there's a lot of... So you're going to have to deal with the Eskimos now. They call them the Momos. That's what they call them. That's their racial slur, the Momos.
Is that like a
These Momos are coming
in.
That's
what you call, like, a child predator, a Momo.
No. We call that Billy.
Is that like MS-13?
No, MS... That's the Spanish.
Oh, okay.
That's the Mexicans.
Oh, okay.
That's who Trish really doesn't like, but she doesn't want to say it on the air because she thinks she's going to get shot.
The Momos.
You know.
I'm not going to get shot. I dare somebody to come to my house. I got a loaded rifle under the bed and a pit bull. Try to get in.
Are you right now saying that you're challenging MS-13 to come to your house?
Anybody.
There you go.
You won't get through the front door.
You don't get more ballsy than Trish.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now.
That's right.
Trish, gun-toting member of the NRA. She's full of gas. That's why she burps. And she also works at a gas station, which is kind of fitting.
That's why Danny's in hiding.
And then when she gets married, we all know, going down to Florida, going to go to Mount St. Helen, Gatorland, and boom, Pearl Harbor finally.
Trish,
thank you for calling into the show, all right?
All right, guys. Much love.
Thank you for sharing
too,
your wisdom with us, baby. Thank you. We are all smarter because of you.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She's a pip.
She's a pip. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. I'm going to sit here while we go to break and see if the break actually goes.
Okay.
How about that?
It's only going to be 30 seconds.
Let's see what happens. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. I know that I got bisexual Marcus chomping at the bit. Feel free to call after we come back after these words. Yeah.
Ham Radio.
Occupation. Stand-up philosophy.
What?
Stand-up philosophy. I coalesce the vapor of human experience into a viable and logical comprehension.
Oh, a bullshit artist.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers. Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Bruno Mars!
Yeah!
Come on, baby!
I like this song.
Men, they'll fight for that white gold.
Just one for them girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
Masterpiece? What?
Living it up in the city. Masterpiece!
Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself.
Look pretty! Oh. Hot damn!
Call the police.
He's called a fireman.
Too hot.
Ow!
Make a dragon wanna retire.
Get down.
Too hot.
Ow.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Too hot. Hot damn!
And my
who are you? I'm a fireman. Girl said you hallelujah.
Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah.
Cause uptown funk don't give it to you. Cause uptown funk don't give it to you. Come on.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Woo! It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389, baby. Ow! Let's go. Woo! Phone lines are popping. Just watch.
Hey, hey.
Don't believe me. Just watch.
Don't believe me.
Just watch.
Woo.
Hey,
Marcus.
Hey, hey.
Actually, it's Marcus.
Bisexual Marcus, is that you on my phone?
Marku.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is.
Ah, good that you are, my
well, because you, you come on. You know the whites don't abuse the welfare.
Yeah. I swear, man.
God, I know.
Why do I swear, white folks are just so fascinating.
No,
like, white folks.
No, no. Not
fascinating.
No, no. Not white folks. Not intelligent white folks are fucking fascinating. I am.
Okay, you know what? All right, all
come
right.
Come on,
I'll separate
now.
Y'all.
Thank
it's
you.
Intelligent white folks and it's cracker ass cracker.
Yeah, come on. Not all white folks. I know that you black people think that white folks all look alike. Well, let me tell you.
Well, fair enough.
We don't.
All right, on the bus, Marcus.
No, he's at work. He's always at work when he calls us.
Yes. He's a work man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I work on a Wednesday when you people are on the air.
Well, why don't you tell those people at your job to shut the fuck up? Because
really?
You're on the radio.
That's great, baby.
And you have something obviously
to tell me. I would,
but
they don't
me.
Understand the language.
Oh, are you at Trisha's gas station?
Hey. Is that a racist remark?
No.
That was a racist
fuck
remark.
No.
Are they on Ambien?
No, they're just dumb. They're
just dumb.
Oh.
I heard. You guys want to play guess the nationality?
No, I don't.
With a terrorist spelling bee?
Oh my God, who is it talking in this one? When we last left bisexual Marcus, by the way,
oh yeah,
he was whoring out his whatever girlfriend, his polyamorous girlfriend.
Hold on, I'm gonna mute myself.
That's right, mute yourself.
Really?
I'll tell the audience what was going on.
He
wanted to bring her to a house of ill repute,
a theater of ill repute.
Where guys would pretty much just pull out their cocks and fuck her.
Where is this theater?
And we'll get the address from him when he comes back.
I'll make sure I'm never there.
It's in Newark, New Jersey.
This floor's sticky. Is that soda? No. And so he was going to whore out his girlfriend for money. She was going to fuck anybody that wanted to come by. I was supposedly going to get a nice stab at her.
Ooh.
And do this stuff. But where is the theater located, Marcus?
Well, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is if you still want to go to the theater, it's in Newark, New Jersey, across the street from Washington Park.
There you go. Billy, look it up. Get it on Google. We're taking a field trip.
What's the bad news?
You're not gonna find many photos of the inside of it because, you know,
right.
I don't think they really allow
No, they don't.
Pictures on the inside.
Oh, so it's not an RKO theater?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
You mean they don't show movies?
No, they show movies. It's Romancing the Bone.
Oh, okay.
And they're porn movies, yo.
Oh, it's one of those places.
Yeah.
And then you fuck while you're in the theater.
Okay.
Pretty much. Or you jerk off or
think 42nd Street.
Yeah.
So here's the bad news.
What's the bad news?
The bad news is I think me and my girl are just, I think I'm done with this bitch.
Oh,
that wasn't a very long relationship.
What happened? Was
Here's
it something
her,
that Trish said?
No. I'll put it. My thing is that she is. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. She's bipolar.
Okay,
but
who
is
it?
She is like. She is fucking like. Like, you ever met a girl who, like, always...
Sorry, I was answering your question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You ever met a girl who would constantly say everything is your fault when they fuck up?
Yeah, that's called every woman ever.
My wife.
Yeah, that's pretty much every woman.
Have you met Joe's wife?
Yeah. What did you do?
Do you have my ex-girlfriend's phone number? Yeah.
She's all right. She's not. I mean, look, she's all right. But it just seemed like a lot of. She was just too fucking much. She was snapping off on me and boyfriend number one for absolutely no fucking reason. Like there was this.
Give me an example. Give me an example.
Oh, I got plenty.
Please do.
She broke his Wii U. Right.
Ooh.
Broke it.
Oh, you mean the video game thing? Not his actual Wii U.
Yeah, the video game.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
His Wii U.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not what you're thinking of, boys.
Okay,
so she broke.
So, broke the Wii U, and she was like, oh, you shouldn't have did this, you shouldn't have did that. But it's like, we really didn't do anything because, like, and this is coming from his mouth, like, she woke up in just, like, a pissy mood because she told him to clean the bathroom, and he just forgot to do it. So
she told him to clean the bathroom?
Yeah.
Did she ask politely, or did she say, hey, asshole, go clean the bathroom?
Considering the person that she is, I don't think she asked. I think she made, like, this insinuation that I'm going to just tell him what to do, and he's automatically going to do it because I'm the woman of the house, blah, 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 blah.
Did she go in the bathroom and just, like, shit shit on the floor and say, clean the bathroom, asshole?
Yeah, it depends on how bad the bathroom was. You know?
Well, it's possible that she's very demanding, sounds like, so far. Yeah, go ahead.
So that happened. So she, like, slapped him in the face, broke his Wii U, and, like, made it sound like it was his fault that she did that when she did it, and then tried to make it, and then tried to, like, mind fuck us into, especially me, into saying, like, oh, why don't you and him go half and get him a new Wii U? I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, what the fuck did I do? You slapped the shit out of him. I didn't slap him. So why do I got to buy him a new Wii U?
You broke it. You fucking replace it.
Like, I think so.
Her biggest problem is that she doesn't like hearing what she needs to hear. She needs to hear what she wants to hear so she can go on with life. She doesn't like it when somebody really tells her some shit about her and it ends up really cutting deep, right? For example, when we first started talking, we got into this fucking argument, right? Because she kept on calling me and people like me, quote, ashy niggas.
Well, I would never call you a nigger, but you are ashy.
But it's not like the term, like, she's using ashy, but not in that, like, definition.
Okay.
Like, she says that. Yeah, you know how us niggas are. We take a word and we fucking change it into many fucking definitions, whatever. I still haven't gotten a clear definition.
Uh-huh.
Trust me, this cracker understands.
I have trouble understanding English.
I know when I'm working the streets and I got to slap a hoe, I know.
Yeah.
Well, slap a hoe, is that
slap a
hoe?
It's an Indian tribe.
Yeah, I thought so, the slap a hoe.
Yeah. By the way, Denise in the Facebook Live suite, by the way, says cocoa butter helps.
Okay.
So you know. So if you
cocoa
are ashy in any way, shape, or form, rub a little cocoa butter on yourself.
I like cocoa butter.
Racist.
It's not racist. You put cocoa butter. What the fuck? Is that, not everything is racist. She's not on Ambien. What the fuck? God damn it.
But, like, and, like, another thing that she did that I'm, like, that all women do, they, like, it's deflecting. Like,
duh.
They constantly have to, when you're arguing, they change the subject and they start switching blame onto you, so that makes you feel like an asshole.
What the fuck was that?
So
I have no idea.
So they start switching the blame. I'm over her house on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? And this was a period when I wasn't fucking talking to her. So, like, you know, I was at work, and she fucking hit me up and, like, was like, I'm sorry, can you come over?
She's got to have that cock. She's got to have a cock.
So I get over there, and, you know, like there's another couple there.
Ooh.
There's, like, a transsexual there that I thought was really cute that I wanted to fuck. I think her friend was also there. So
you went,
like,
to an
I
orgy.
Can feel
Wait, so how many people? Hold on, bisexual Marcus. How many people were gonna be swapping fluid? How many people were in this room? Yeah, the transsexual, another couple, your chick, and you. That's five so far that I'm counting.
Okay, so wait a minute. It was the transsexual, her friend.
What about the midget on the trapeze?
Me, Tiffany, and boyfriend number two. So that's
six
altogether.
Six. At least it's an even number. You never want to have an odd number in an orgy, because that's me over there in the corner jerking off and crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually so, with the camera.
So, like, so we're smoking and we're drinking. We're all getting, like, relaxed and everything, and I'm feeling good.
Everyone's opening
so
their anuses.
So we, like, yeah.
Come on, open these anuses. So, let's go.
So she fucking, so her and the other girl, right? Like, you know, they're already getting, like, really sexual and whatever because they keep going into a separate room and heavy petting and all of that.
Oh, those cock teases. Why don't they do it in front of everybody?
Yeah. I know, right? Just fucking teases. That's all. That's just women. That's women. Just fucking teases. They have
hey,
that. They wear
cleavage.
Fucking, I'll get to that in a moment.
Oh,
fucking,
okay.
So we run out of roll-ups for weed, right? And the two of them decide to go out and go get us some more roll-ups for weed, right? So they come back, and Tiffany's fucking pissed, and she's crying. totally ruined my fucking high. And she pulls me to the roof to talk. And, like, they said that those two got into a little bit of a thing. And Tiffany ended up calling the other girl a fake-ass BBW.
Big beautiful woman?
A fake-ass big beautiful woman. Now, granted, she was big, but she's not fake. She's not a fake. Like, she's...
Hold on. How does one become a fake BBW?
Right.
Like me personally, I'm a fake BBC. Because I put tanning cream on it, and I pretend it's a big black cock when it's not. That I understand being a fake BBC, but a fake BBW, I don't understand how do you do that.
Right.
How is that possible? She's either a fatty that's good looking, or she's just fat. Like, you can't
she
be
was
both.
She was a big girl, but she was fucking tasty. Like, I told her
did
that
you,
I wanted,
did you
I
eat some?
It tastes like cocoa butter?
Why didn't you eat her? Why didn't you have some? You're at an orgy, for Christ's sake. There's no
because my bitch ruined it with her shit. That's why.
Well, you tell her to go in your room and pout. I'm going to eat this chocolate marshmallow over here. God damn.
Yeah,
it.
Because me and her boyfriend were damn well about to go into another room and fucking tag team our ass.
You
right?
should have. You should have tried to saw her in half with two cocks. That's what you should have done.
Yeah. So fucking. That happens, and next thing you know, she's outside, she's pissed off. Now, she comes back upstairs into the house, they're both screaming and fucking yelling at each other, and I'm too aggravated to deal with it. So I go onto the roof to drink and hear them bitching moan. So the big girl ends up leaving, and now it's us, and we're having, it turns into, like, this intervention, because, like, because now we're, like, we're really getting sick and tired of
I got to say, this
girlfriend.
Is the worst sex story you've ever told us.
Yeah, really? I have no heart.
I know, right?
Yeah, I am soft. It's actually inside
this
of me
is like,
I have a vagina.
It's constantly, it's like a fucking, like, she always ruins the fucking moment. Like, this is the third time that she's ruined.
So why do you,
hold on.
So why do you stay with her, Marcus? If it's the third time, you're up to third time now. First time,
I fucked her once.
Wait, first time you called a mulligan. The second time you're like, okay, bitch, I'm done. And then you should they should never made it up to the third time. I would have been fucking that fat bitch quick. I would have walked her home. You know what I mean? Like, I would have been like, excuse me, I'll drive you home, walk you home, whatever it takes. I'm gonna get inside of you, whatever it takes. I would have been a gentleman. I would have put a fucking jacket over a puddle. I don't give a fuck.
But you want me to? But here's the breaking point. This is the moment where I said I'm fucking done with this bitch. So
this is the moment,
yesterday.
People. Strap in. Go ahead.
So yesterday, I wanted her to come over to my house because she's only been over my house once, and I'm constantly going over to her fucking house.
She doesn't
which
like the blacks.
Does cost me money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I asked her to come over. She's saying, da, 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 like, I can't, my schedule, this and that. And I'm trying to make it, like, simple for her to where, like, she could come over for a while, and then she could leave, like, 2 hours before she goes to work, and then she could just, you know, go to work, right? So she was like, oh, no, I can't do it. I want to go to sleep. I was like, fine, whatever. So later on, I sent that. So later on,
I'm getting soft again.
Tweet, right?
Yeah.
I know, right? So I was just playing around, and I was sending out a tweet to one of my favorite porn stars, Kitty Katherine, right? Wow. Just saying I wanted to fuck her.
And she said, right? Come on over. I made cookies.
No.
Oh.
So she my girlfriend texted me and go, why don't you tell that Kitty Katherine bitch to come over? And I was like, I'm done.
You know what? I will. That would have been my text back. You know what? I will.
Yeah.
And you know what? We'll have a fucking gay old time. Get it? Because you're bisexual.
Yeah.
A gay old time. And I will. Every fucking hole that girl has will be filled with my chocolate goodness. Because you're being a bitch, and I'm done with you.
Still there.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And that's it. You're done. You move on. Stop fucking. Tethering yourself to stupid women.
Basically, what I get out of this,
yes,
the moral of the story.
Sigmund Freud, you tell him.
If you're going to go to a party, make sure everybody's got fucking enough rolling paper. Because if they didn't leave to go get rolling paper, they wouldn't have had their own.
Yes, right.
And then Marcus would still be
fucking
diving
leave,
in.
There would have been an orgy going down.
No, yeah. What you do, what you do, this is what you got to be sneaky about it. You send boyfriend number one and the bitch-ass girlfriend. Go get the rolling papers. I'll stay here and entertain. And then while she's gone, you fuck the chocolate marshmallow girl. And then who else was at the party? The
transsexual, her friend.
Yeah. So you know what? You start the orgy without them, and they come back with the rolling papers, and everyone's fucking cock deep all over the place. And then you have to start it while they're not there, Bill. That's what you got to do.
Yes.
I told them that we have many swinging hobbies, like meeting girls and being next to their big American breasts.
Exactly.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, this broke the record for shortest relationship ever.
I only knew
her for 3 fucking weeks.
Yeah, but see, it didn't. But here's the problem: it didn't end. It didn't end. You still stayed with her. Because
yeah,
you stay
right.
For the third time. This should never have been the third time. All the ladies in the chat room are sitting there saying this is a bore fest because you shouldn't have made it to that part. There should have been a part in your life. You got to look. If you're going to be like Dante Nero, if you're going to be like Patrice O'Neal, those motherfuckers never would have gotten to step number 2.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't have been a step
you're
2.
You're absolutely right.
So if you're going to pattern yourself after them, You should make a little fucking bracelet that says, what would Patrice do? And Patrice would have been gone.
Slap my hand, black soul man.
Yes. Slap my hand, black soul man. God damn
it. I dealt with 10 years amount of bullshit in a relationship in the span of 3 weeks. And you're absolutely right. Like, I should have put my fucking foot down. I really should have. When I felt like I was not getting what was being sold to me. You are absolutely
but
right.
That, exactly. And you got like Giggles is in the chat room saying, get the girlfriend on the phone and have her go back. It's not a back and forth thing. It should have.
I don't want to.
It doesn't matter if. Because all the women are like, it's a bore fest. Let me explain. This is a guy that's coming to us with a fucking problem. And he's our friend and we're going to help him.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two. First off and foremost, even though it's number 2, first off and foremost, the first fucking thing is that it doesn't matter. If he's unhappy in the relationship, then there is no fucking relationship.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, think about that for a second. Because if you're in a relationship, and if one party is, if Billy was upset and not having fun with Giggles, but Giggles just went on her merry way, who would be more to blame there? Probably the cat.
I'm blaming the cat.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to work together. That's what a relationship actually is. This chick was a hit it and quit it and not a relationship for you, Marcus, but you stayed in a relationship, which makes no fucking sense to me at all.
Yeah.
You should have, like, literally, you should have hit it, quit it, and then when you went to the orgy, you should have been sticking everything in the transsexual, the chunky broad. You should have been getting a hand job from a midget in the corner. I don't give a shit what you should have been. Anything but being with this girl.
Wrong.
But you stayed with this girl. That's your fault.
You're fucking right. And that's exactly, and that's my fucking fault. That's exactly what Patrice and Dante teach, is that it's your fucking fault.
Yeah.
Like, it was my choice. It was my choice.
It was your choice to stand there like...
bitch up.
Yeah, I was gonna, look, I was gonna call you a bitch, but I didn't want to, like, especially with everything going on with Roseanne, I didn't want to have, I didn't want to call a black person a bitch on the phone, and then somebody saying I'm racial. No, because there's gonna be some hashtag white guy calls a fucking black guy bitch, and he must now be thrown off the radio channel. That's what would happen. But I'll tell you right now to your face, because I love you, and I, you know, you're my boy, and I don't mean boy as a racial stereotype. I mean you're my boy as in a friend.
You are a very sleazy man.
That, and you're a bitch. You should have you bitched out. You should have never have gotten that far. Even fucking Trish, who's dumb as a rock, is telling you, or as dumb as a potato, because that's the game she likes to play.
Close enough.
She point blank, said, if you're not happy, then leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when Trish does math, she does 2 and 2, and she gets chair, motherfucker. Okay?
I keep on giving too many fucking chances. That's my problem. I give too many fucking chances to people.
Exactly.
Like, because you're not the ones to be given chances.
Because you're worried. Let me tell you exactly why. Because I used to be like you, a lot like you. You're worried that the pussy's going to dry up. You're like, oh, I got rid of this pussy, and now I got no pussy. Now I got no pussy. I did my math. I had pussy when I started this thing. Then I fucked up. Now I got zero pussy.
And lack of pussy.
And then you have lack of pussy, and then you get all depressed. Why can't I have pussy? And then Carla jumps on you and tells you you're an asshole, and that's why you can't have pussy. And this one tells you this, that, and the other thing about pussy.
I'm not worthy!
And then you feel like you ain't worthy for the pussy. And then you don't get the pussy. And then you feel bad about yourself. Meanwhile, there's pussy right around the corner. I'm not saying go out there.
I should have taken the fucking L. And I should have just went on and just ride the low for a while.
Yeah.
And just beat the fuck off and look for another. You're absolutely fucking brutal.
A relationship is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be two people working together to have the best time of their fucking lives. And if one half of the fucking equation is being a twat d'azul, then guess what? You ain't having fun. So then the party goes to the shitter, Marcus.
Well, isn't that special?
Exactly. I'm like Dr. Phil with an eating disorder. I get it. look, Marcus, I got to hang up on you, all right?
Yeah, man. All right. Well, thanks for that. I actually needed that.
My diagnosis is stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
There you go.
You should all right,
Doc. All right, Doc. I got you.
Damn right. Stop being a bitch. Take two pussies and call me in the morning, all right?
All right, man. All right. Take it easy.
There you go. That's what you got to do. You got to stop. No, because what happens is you start to think that you're not going to get any more pussy.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then you stay with this because you're like, but she got a pussy, and sometimes I get to touch it. It's better than nothing, and I'm going to stay there. And then you can be in relationships like Billy's in a relationship where there's mutual respect. Yes, they both fucking get on each other's nerves, but there's mutual respect. They're two people working together to have a relationship. Yeah. This was a one-sided fucking argument where the only one that was getting fucked was him. And I mean by getting fucked over. He wasn't getting fucked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a one-sided argument. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're now a dating show.
After this commercial.
Yeah, we give you dating advice. This is what we do.
Anybody got any sexual problems?
Yes, call up. I'm like Dr. Ruth, but way more annoying. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these. What?
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I gotta be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Oh, shit.
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us. Not too close. On Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You got me. That's right. 80 days away. 21 more hours. So that's 80 days, 21 hours, and yours truly will be in Vegas, baby! That's right. Along with Danny, Ronnie Mund, Shuli Agar, J.D. Harmeyer, and a cast of scantily clad women. Oh, God, it's crazy. It's the ED convention. It is the expo. It is it all wrapped into one at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel. It is August 19th through the 22nd, brought to you by Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic handcrafted tequila, the official sponsor of the 2018 Expo. We're going to be there, and so can you. For more details, go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. That's what I'm going to do in the hotel room later. Woohoo! But the fact of the matter is, go to theedpub.com and you can be there too. Do it! be there. The Expo, Hard Rock Casino Hotel, August 19th through the 22nd. Do it for your mom. Do it for the kids. I don't care who you do it for. Do it for somebody, but just do it. Go to theediepub.com. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. ABC Network's reboot of Roseanne has been officially canceled mere hours after star Roseanne Barr posted a tweet that was racist towards Muslims and African Americans. An ardent supporter, apparently Roseanne's Trump campaign hat was misspelled Make America Hate Again. Oh, I'm getting word that was actually the original design. Yeah, explains a lot. Andrew Lincoln, playing the main character Rick Grimes in AMC's The Walking Dead, announced he'll be leaving at the end of the ninth season. Outraged fans of the zombie drama clearly believe Andrew Lincoln's decision was lacking brains. Rapper Pusha T went straight for the throat in his new diss track, claiming, among other things, that his rival Drake has a secret child. Considering Drake's sex appeal as a globally touring artist, it would technically be a compliment to assume Drake only has one. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
My Spanish heart and Mona Lisa.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
No reason to step in my groove. Yeah. And it's just saying,
this life ain't good.
Yeah.
If I build
my world to lift you up, I would change my life to better suit your mood.
Isn't that wonderful?
Show 718-577-1389.
You got the kind of love
that can be so smooth. Yeah. Give me a hot, make it real, or else forget about it. We're also live on Facebook Live right now in the Facebook suite.
That's so good.
Hanging out with tons of people. Yeah, one thing. Yeah, they buy the bisexual Marcus call seemed to either make it was polarizing. Some people loved it, some people hated it. I gave good relationship advice. That's all I got to say about that.
Dr. Edwards.
Damn right.
I know nothing.
Nothing. Giggle saying, by the way, she loves and respects you, Billy.
Oh, she does.
And she wants to keep him as happy. And she does it the best she can.
Boy, I remember those days when I first got married.
Yeah.
I got to write a check, don't I?
Damn right. Someone wants a Louis Vuitton bag.
I'm telling you.
I got to pay for this somehow.
Something is going, and it's more than a pizza.
Ooh, something is going. Hello, boys. Wow. Hey, sailor, what are you selling?
It's Fleet Week.
Oh, the streets are running with semen.
I know.
I see it all day.
Oh. That came and left.
Hmm. They came too quick, as always.
Hello, Master.
Hello, boys. It is the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are the uncrowned kings of reality radio. Let's forget about it.
Dude, I forgot about this song when it was popular.
Yeah. It is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, me too.
Although I do like Carlos Santana.
Yeah, right. Probably the only reason I like any part of this song.
You don't like Rob? I like Rob Thomas.
I don't know.
Rob Thomas in his song.
Does he?
And I know Trish hates it because it sounds Mexican, and she don't like that.
That's
you know,
correct.
I built a wall around the gas station, motherfucker.
Right.
I only let in.
I wonder if I went in there to give me a free bag of chips.
Well, no. Wait, Trish is writing us right now.
Okay.
Trish wants to know if he's bisexual.
Yeah.
Then there's more holes open. Then refusal, dude. There should be no reason he's not coming somewhere with someone. That was the most fucking intelligent thing I think Trish has ever written. Besides the Jersey comment that she wrote before where there's pussy everywhere in Jersey.
It must be intelligent because I don't understand it.
She's saying that there are more holes. By being bisexual, she's saying essentially that he's greedy and there's more holes.
There's more options for him to land in.
Okay. Yeah, where he could stick his doo-doo. His doo-doo stirrer in a bunch of holes.
What did he break?
Nanu.
Broke the waffle or something? What did he break?
What? The waffle?
What
the Wii U.
The Wii U?
Which I still didn't understand the story because if the bitch slapped the other guy, how did the Wii U break?
Yeah.
Like, was he holding it in its face at the time? I don't understand.
He was making sure he was pushing the right buttons and she slapped it out of his hand, I guess.
I know I'm not the hippest guy in the world, but what's a Wii U?
It's a video game console thing.
I mean, it's like in Nintendo?
Yes.
It's a toy for adults, kind of.
Joe, it's like an Atari.
It's like a dildo?
Yeah, it's like just like a dildo. What the fuck? Where did you get dildo?
Shut up, dummy.
Well, she said it's like, you know.
Where did you get dildo from?
Toy. She said it's a toy for adults.
It's a toy for adults. It's not a dildo. The guy's not shoving. Well, he is bisexual, so he might be shoving it up his ass. Don't know. These worlds don't under. I don't understand them. I'm not part of that world. By the way, did you see the thing about The Walking Dead?
No, what is that about The Walking Dead?
You know, The Walking Dead, the show, which a lot of people said has hit its peak or whatever, the star of the show is leaving.
Is he?
The star of the show, Andrew Lincoln, is leaving the show.
Is he a zombie?
So now, but that's the whole point. They've gone so far off course on this show.
Yeah.
Where they're not following the story that was written that's in the comic books. They started to, and that's when everybody was loving the fucking show. And now the star of the show is leaving. Andrew Lincoln is leaving and is expected to appear in only 6 episodes. 6 episodes, that's it. So literally you're going to have 6 times to catch him, and then he's gone from the show.
Wow.
Which is, like, ridiculous, according to Collider. Says he will star in only 6 more episodes, but fans can take solace in the fact that Daryl Dixon, who, by the way, is not even in the comic, that they had to put him in the comic eventually in the storyline because they just invented a character.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then magically he's in the story. So it's like the craziest thing in the fucking thing. Rick Grimes is the main character. Exactly. And he's leaving the show. He's not there. Giggles is pointing out that Rick Grimes is the main character. He's leaving. Andrew Lincoln is Rick Grimes. He's leaving the show. They've already killed off the son, which makes no sense. Carl got killed off the show. And in the book, he goes on to a whole bunch of stuff in the storyline. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like they took
everybody back to the motherland?
Well, no. They took, like, he starts running, like, pretty much another place for survivors of the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
And it seems like
he made they America just didn't give a fuck again.
Yeah, well, he's not Trump. Well, he did wear a goofy hat, but he's not Trump. But they kill him off a show in which, in a story, the actual story, he doesn't die. So why would you kill him off the show? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Misery can't die.
Yeah, it doesn't
misery can't die.
Maybe it's a contract dispute.
No, supposedly they said the kid didn't even see it coming. They just
gone.
Yeah. And that kid grew up on the fucking show.
Maybe
he was a little kid when he started. Now he's like a teen, like a man with a big swinging dick. A man.
Maybe
they used to say that when you worked on soap operas, if in one episode you caught a bad cold, you had to know that sooner or later you were going.
Is it a tumor, Doc?
Are you coming out of the coma?
Yeah, but on this show, when you die, you just come back as a zombie. Yeah. At least give him zombie work.
I don't know. Maybe he tweeted something while on Ambien or something.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't popular then.
And because of this now, there are reports that Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl Dixon, the guy that they was so fucking popular that they had to put into the comic book, the character they invented on the show that was so popular they had to put in the comic book, now because Lincoln's leaving, they're offering him ridiculous piles of money.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Substantial compensation.
Substantial.
Is what they're saying to take over the lead role. So that means that Daryl will now become the guy that is, you know, helping all the survivors.
Will he have his other brother, Daryl, there as well?
Is my brother, Daryl. Is my other brother, Daryl. And
will
that's my other brother, Daryl.
Yeah.
No. But Bob Newhart's going to show up as a zombie, which is good.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Well, he's a zombie now.
Yeah, so it's not. They don't even need makeup. They just shift him out there. They kick him in the ass, and he walks up. Hey!
They carry him around the hand truck. Yeah.
Yeah, I was on Merv Griffin. Yeah.
I used to be funny.
He's probably still funny. Who knows?
Yeah. I wish I was Rickles.
I don't think he's alive anymore. I mean,
no, Newhart's alive. Rickles is dead.
No, not literally alive. I mean,
no, he's alive. He's still walking, talking.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
Know who's walking and talking? Who? It's weird how old he is and still walking and talking.
Who's that?
Dick Van Dyke.
Unbelievable.
That
right?
Motherfucker is like 99.
And he's still dancing.
And he's dancing and singing and moving his body. Like, he is.
He has a
incredible show
where they do Kung Fu. What is it? Tai Chi?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he does that, you know. And, yeah. And he has a second, you know.
That is the secret for eternal life.
Yeah. Might be.
Tai Chi.
Ting, ting, ting.
Do
fu.
The Tai Chi.
Kung Fu. Hey, I watched old works. Episodes of Kung Fu today. They were really good, even back then.
Giggles. I didn't know Carl was killed off. Mm. I didn't see that episode. I got
you
boned
got some...
with. Boned? Wait, hold on. I got bored a while back. Yeah. I couldn't read it. I thought she said she got boned in the back. I'm
no,
like, yeah, Billy.
Hey, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, she's already fucking The Walking Dead. Because you get it, he's a zombie.
I never got that show. I never liked it.
What didn't you understand about it?
I just didn't like the show. It was
but
like,
what
I
just want to know who mows the fucking lawns.
Eating,
the fields
are
fucking crazy, dude. They're not. It's not. Look, it's the most realistic show if there was a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, somebody's
okay.
Got
to
be filming
there
these things.
Go.
Yeah, it's a realistic zombie.
It's a realistic zombie apocalypse.
Talk about an oxymoron.
Well, stop talking about yourself like that. That's mean.
Yeah, no,
I mean, the dumber we get in this country, perhaps, yes.
I guess.
We
look,
can all
if,
be
if zombies someday. If a zombie apocalypse happened,
mm-hmm.
I would want Rick Grimes leading my team. That's all I'm saying. I don't want fucking Daryl. I want Rick. And now he's leaving the show, and that is a fucking strange, shitty turn of events.
Do zombies have, like, males and females, or when they're all zombies, they don't care no more?
What, they're not fucking a zombie.
Well, how do you know? How do they make more zombies?
That's a
they don't make more zombies. You die,
well, yeah.
And then you become a zombie. You become a walker.
And they sort of like lose their sexual thing?
Yeah, they lose their clothes. They don't give a fuck. They're zombies.
Well, are there any better looking zombies than other better
you think
looking?
That there's a zombie hitting on all the other fucking zombies?
Well, there may be like
sucking a cock and it falls off because they're dead,
Joe. You know, suppose you had like a Sean Connery zombie and good-looking zombies, and they find other good-looking zombies, and they get together.
Sean Connery is a zombie.
He is a zombie.
Right now.
Joe?
What?
All they want to do is eat.
Brains! That's stay away from Trish. Brains!
All they want to do time. Is eat. First
That's
of all,
it.
Why
That's
do they
want to
eat? They're dead. They don't need food.
They need flesh.
Why? Yes.
Because they're drawn to it. They want the flesh. They want the blood. They want your carcass. They want to eat you whole.
So why don't they go to a butcher shop or something?
There's no butcher shop. It's a fucking Armageddon.
It's
a zombie apocalypse. You can't go to the store and buy chicken cutlets because the butcher is a zombie and he's dead already, stupid.
Joe.
So stop it.
Next time you're bored, sitting home alone,
watch
Night of the Living Dead.
Oh. Brains!
Just watch
Some
that.
Stuff is gross. It's like
brains.
You know, let me stick in your head.
Do you
in
think? Do you think?
Stomach,
do you think that? You think that
I'm
the
scared.
The zombie? You know how it used to be all the rage, and it was like a big fucking deal when this show started.
Right.
It was like everything was like zombies are fucking awesome, man. Zombie hunters, and, I watch The Walking Dead all the time.
Yeah. I could say it wasn't me.
I think that show now is. I mean, look, for the fact that Giggles is letting Billy boner in the back and not watch the show because she's bored. I think that it's run its course. I think that
it may
the cool factor of zombies is over. I think. Can we say that the zombie coolness is over.
What do you think the next big thing is going to be? Aliens again? Or
lesbian
something?
Werewolves.
Lesbians?
Lesbian werewolves.
I just watched that show from Amazon, Transparent. Have you seen that show?
Not
yes,
yet.
That's
they
the one.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah, he got kicked off the show.
Right.
Yeah. But every sexual deviant you could think of is on that show.
What do you mean, every sexual deviant?
Well, they have...
you want to get enough rope to hang Joe? What sexual deviant?
No. What I'm talking about is every sexual perversion. Maybe deviant is not the word.
Deviant was a way bad word to say, so I was letting you hang yourself?
I mean...
So what do you mean?
All right. Just
they got the gays on there, Joe?
They have the gays. They have the lesbians. They have the lesbians who are gays. They have the gays who are lesbian, gay, lesbian, trans, lesbian, gays. Everybody is like,
so they,
there
so,
is a one person that hasn't got some kind of...
Hold on, flag on the play. Aren't lesbians already gay? So how are they lesbians the gays?
Well, no, there's like lesbians who still fuck men. And,
so those
and,
are bisexuals.
Well, then they don't fuck men. Then there's the guy wants a dick, and then he don't want a dick. And then there's the guy who has a dick, but he doesn't want to get it cut off. He's still a woman.
So, Joe, basically they took every possible sexual preference.
Every sexual preference.
LGBTQRS.
They covered all the bases.
Right.
You know,
LGBTQ. What is it?
It's a great show. Excuse me. I don't think it's a great show because the acting is great. It keeps you interested.
And this is coming from...
Scenarios are great.
This is coming from a homophobe.
But
he's telling you that he likes the show, so it's got to be...
No, the show is great.
But that's what I'm saying. For you to give a glowing recommendation.
Why did they kick Jeffrey Tambor off the show?
He was allegedly a bad, evil person. He was touching hiney holes and being all Harvey Weinstein-ish.
Well, he's
to these women, and not with he didn't rape anybody. I'm just saying.
Well, he's okay.
Hashtag Me Too. Hashtag Time's Up.
Well, he's a trans. He's not gay. Well, he is now he's gay. Sort of gay.
I do enjoy Joe trying to explain LGBT community.
The first season, he was just a transsexual. He wasn't gay. He just liked to wear women's clothes.
Transvestite.
You know,
that's from transsexual.
Transsexual.
Transylvania.
And he comes out, and you know, goes through all the trials and tribulations of when a man comes out because he wants to wear clothes. I mean, it's kind of you know, it's hard to adjust into the normal world, quote unquote, when you do that. But as it goes on, now he's dating a man.
Right.
You know,
good for him.
Well, wouldn't it be easier just to be a showgirl in Vegas?
I would think so. Yeah, I got to tell you, one of his co-stars is a real transsexual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not one of them fake ones.
No, she's a real transsexual, but she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
You know, she really is. You know,
you'd hit on her at a bar.
It started out as a he, but he's a girl now. You know.
So you would hit on her at the bar?
Well, not I would if I didn't know, you know.
Joe, here's a scene. What's the show called? Transparent?
Transparent. Very good show.
I want to make sure I got the right scene for you. This is Joe's new favorite show, Transparent.
I look, don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not
this is a weird scene.
A lot of days, but by night I'm one hell of a lover.
This is like a...
I'm just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
So Joe likes the show now.
Oh, I kind of do. This is a flashback scene, by the way.
It is a flashback scene. I'm glad that Joe is pointing out a flashback scene.
Well, it is. It's not
This is, what's the lead character that was thrown off?
Oh, well, Jeffrey Tambor.
This is Jeffrey Tambor.
The Pfefferman.
He's doing his best Tim Curry impression.
Yeah. And his wife is played by Judith Light. Light. She's so thin. She lost a lot of weight.
From Who's the Boss?
Yeah, well, she looks totally different. But she plays a Jewish mama so good. She's really good. They're all good in the show. All the actors are very good.
Oh.
Very talented people.
Isn't it amazing how that looks like Susan Sarandon there?
It does.
They found somebody that looks like a young woman.
Anything with this CGI.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't
CGI.
Isn't it amazing?
There's Jeffrey Tambor right there in the gold.
No, that's not.
Is that him?
No, he's a horrible-looking woman. He shouldn't wear clothes. You know, he's the worst.
I think they call him Frankenfooter in the flashback.
Oh, he is a terrible-looking woman.
Is that him with the hair?
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, you sure?
No, the guy. When you see the two kids,
there you go.
Right there. Yeah,
that's not him. No.
Are you positive?
I'm pretty sure that's him. It
looks a lot like him.
That is not him.
I'm thinking that's the flashback scene.
That looks like the guy from the Larry Sanders Show. Hey, now that's him, right?
It's not him.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
That guy also looks like he would write something like this too.
He might.
But if anybody has Amazon, they have 4 seasons on there. Watch the show. It's a real good show. You'll enjoy it.
All right.
I mean, you got to be open-minded like me.
Well, yeah, which is weird because you used to be closed-minded.
Well, no, I'm not closed-minded. I was never closed-minded. I just don't like when men kiss. That's all.
And I don't like when men kiss.
Yeah. Joe, do you
not that I'm minded to the sense of like you can't do that. It's something I don't like to look
at. Joe would walk up to 2 gay guys kissing with a water bottle, when you yell at a cat, stop it!
No, it's the same thing. I don't like zombies eating guts.
Stop it!
That's disgusting. That's the same
thing. What else are they going to eat?
Well, to each their own, Joe.
Yeah, to each his own, right.
To each his own.
They're not going to have vegetarian
zombies.
But
you know, it's a funny thing, but I love when lesbians kiss. I think it's gorgeous.
Because women are hotter than men.
Absolutely.
I don't know, newsflash. Even gay dudes will tell you.
So much nicer than men, you know.
I used to listen to when Kinison would point out, he explained, I don't know how gay dudes do it. He didn't hate gay dudes at all.
Yeah.
He just wanted to know how you do it, because when you look at a man's asshole,
really,
go, I want to have sex with that.
A hairy piece of shit. There.
When we have gay dudes on the show, that's really one of the first questions. I'm like, how do you put up with that shit?
Dingleberries.
Yeah. Well, most gay dudes don't have dingleberries,
Joe.
Maybe they're very neat and they're clean back there.
Well, because
me and you were talking about
wax and bleach.
Well, me and Joe were talking about we like to spritz our hiney holes.
Yeah, we like bidets.
I like a good bidet. I like to clean the O-ring, make sure everything's out. I don't like any remnants.
That's right.
No remnants in my hiney hole.
That's right.
Anytime. So when I go to the crapper, when I'm at home
at the crapper,
and I go to the crapper, I legitimately, my hiney hole is probably the cleanest part of my anatomy.
Yeah.
Everything else is probably dirty, but my hiney hole is clean.
I say Hammy, he's have a
just
bus.
So you know.
He's a stick of brush up there. You know?
Yeah. By the way, Nick, the CUNT, the Canadian Unified Network.
Oh, where's he been, Nick?
He's checking in.
Nick. Oh, Jesus.
I can officially say that I am here. I was listening on my phone.
Good guy, Nick.
On my way back from the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. No need to tell me.
Yeah.
Of Sirius XM, I am hooked.
You're the man.
And and Trish stopped by, and I said, I'm still seeing the logic.
Still trying to see the logic.
I can't read it because it's very small.
Okay. Yes.
But yeah, so by the way, just
it's
a reminder.
Canadian, it makes it tougher.
Just a reminder, because I'm going to be doing it live on Saturday, June 2nd, live from Rock and Riley's.
There you go.
In beautiful scenic New York City. I will be joining and hanging out with all of Foul Nation, a.k.a. Fans of the Morning Men, which you can be heard on Mad Dork Sports, Channel 82 on Sirius XM. I will be in the presence of the one Evan Cohen, Mike Babchek, and Goldberg.
Yeah.
And we will be celebrating Falcon 2018. If you're going to be in the area, show up to Rock and Riley's. Everybody is welcome to be there. Show up. Have some drinks, eat some food.
No free lunch, though.
There is no free lunch.
Oh, I wish there was.
Never in life, Joe, has there ever been a free lunch.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So do it and hang out and be part of it and get in there and be immersed in the one and only Falcon 2018 live from Rock and Riley's in New York City. And you can also hear it on Sirius XM Channel 82, Mad Dog Sports.
Ooh.
Like, I know that my Canadian Unified Network technician is going to do when he has the app. He's all hooked up. He knows he can listen right on his phone.
He is the man.
Instantaneous. Boom. And he's ready to go.
You speak very logic.
I do speak very logic.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fucking Indian chief, but yes. You speak very logic. I go run with scissors. Yes. Go see Chief Running Water and ask him
How?
How did your parents not use a condom?
I don't know.
How? Why did your mother not take pill?
The condom broke.
How?
How now, brown cow?
I know.
But no.
Because she's just a sweet transvestite.
Right.
Could be.
From transsexual.
But I just want to
Transylvania.
Know, do castles really have phones?
Do castles really have phones?
I want to know.
Well,
apparently they have everything else.
Billy, we build castles in the sky. Oh, tell me why.
I don't know.
Why do we build castles in the sky? These are questions that, you know.
I don't know.
One time I was looking up at the sky, so I saw Lucy in the sky.
Yeah,
she had diamonds.
Yeah, what a girl.
Yeah. This show is too short. We never get to all the topics.
We should leave.
We didn't really have time.
We should go. We should really.
By now.
Go.
By now in your life, you know that Harvey Weinstein was indicted.
Yeah.
You knew that the only thing that's on the, was on the tip of everyone's tongue was the Roseanne thing.
Roseanne.
And that was it. What was another main topic
we
missed?
A whole bunch of, there's all the political shit.
What political shit? Well, nothing happened.
They're
rescheduling, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go
possibly.
Anyway.
King Jong-un and President Hope.
All right, shut up. Free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken,
fry it,
and also have Joe and the chicken talk politics, because obviously that's more important. Until next week, I say AMF, my friends, and you know what that means.
Yeah, I do.
Adios, motherfucker! Hey, Danny, I know you're not here, but can you speak up? Jesus, say the word!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.